For all the parents out there, picture that it's bedtime. You and the kids have been busy all day. You know they're tired, but for some reason, they just won't go to sleep. And for this reason, I created the podcast Bedtime History. Bedtime History is a series of relaxing history stories that end with an inspirational message. With over 2,000 positive parent reviews, Bedtime History is one of the top education podcasts. Join me and listen to Bedtime History every Monday and Thursday on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I was a boy, the Jetsons gave me unrealistic expectations about the future. Like having a job, a loving family, and a dog. I gave a bunch of sugar to the hero from The Legend of Zelda. He ran around until he turned blue, then purple. He was a hyperlink. What did the space alien call the human who was run over by a bus? A flat earther. Not to brag, but I made six figures last year. I was also named worst employee at the toy factory. Did you know I'm next in line to inherit a soup empire? I'm a bouillon heir. I tried learning to play a bass, but my fingers got slippery when I played the scales. I was wondering why this frisbee kept looking bigger and bigger. Then it hit me. How did Rome split into two? Because of a pair of Caesars. What do you call a pod of musical killer whales? An orchestra. If I could describe myself in one word, it would be pretty bad at following instructions. My mom had a kid when she was 50, by herself in the bathtub. She was having a midwife crisis. I ordered a chicken and an egg online. I'll let you know which comes first. My friend told me a joke about boxers that I didn't quite understand. I guess I missed the punchline. After tons of research, I still don't know why my last name is just the letter Y. I guess I'm a mystery. What farm animal tells time? The watchdog. How do we know that hot is faster than cold? Because we can catch a cold. I once took quite a tumble. It was a nice fall day. My friend has mastered the art of dodging in fencing without using a sword. I told him, "You are missing the point." Why was the cemetery suddenly so popular? People were dying to get in there. Pandas don't get confused. They get bamboozled. I have a pristine candy cane collection. It's in mint condition. What did the cannibal choose as his last meal? Five Guys. My wife accused me of exaggerating when I claimed to do a full split in my beginner's yoga class today. I'll admit it was a bit of a stretch. Why did the architect get fired? Because everyone hated his plan for a one-story library. I keep bumping my backside on the window. It's a real pain in the ass. Why is Google Chrome like a submarine? It gets slower if you open too many windows. I just turned 55 and I'm celebrating by boarding a cruise ship and getting a nice room. It's my birthday. I'm Bob Jeffy. Get ready for a bonus dad joke. We have a mission to bring joy, and some cringes, to the world, one joke at a time. Share the humor with your loved ones. Sleep well, and I'll catch you tomorrow. Cheers.
For all the parents out there, picture that it's bedtime. You and the kids have been busy all day. You know they're tired, but with all that anxious energy, they just won't go to sleep. This was my kids every night. But I did find that stories calmed their mind and gave them something to focus on. So 6 years ago, I created the kids' podcast, Bedtime History, to help solve that problem. Bedtime History is a series of relaxing history stories that end with an inspirational message. We have episodes about Jackie Robinson, Neil Armstrong, Maya Angelou, and Sacagawea. Episodes also include topics like space exploration, engineering, the rise and fall of civilizations, and major events like the Civil Rights Movement and the Transcontinental Railroad. With over 2,000 positive parent reviews, Bedtime History is one of the top education podcasts. This week, join me and listen to Bedtime History every Monday and Thursday on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have your own dad joke you want to share? Join the hundreds of listeners who have submitted their own dad jokes through my voicemail. Please spread the laughs and groans and submit your own dad joke to our voicemail, with the best ones to be included in special fan episodes. Just leave your name, the city and state you live in, and your best dad joke. Call 978-393-1076. I'll repeat that number. It's 978-393-1076, or check the show notes page for the number. I look forward to hearing from you. The Daily Dad Jokes podcast is produced by Classic Studios. See the show notes page for social media links and joke credits. I have an irrational fear of overly intricate clusters of commercial buildings. It's a complex, complex, complex.
For all the parents out there, picture that it's bedtime. You and the kids have been busy all day. You know they're tired, but for some reason, they just won't go to sleep. And for this reason, I created the podcast Bedtime History. Bedtime History is a series of relaxing history stories that end with an inspirational message. With over 2,000 positive parent reviews, Bedtime History is one of the top education podcasts. Join me and listen to Bedtime History every Monday and Thursday on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.